The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Jeff, I meant to ask you about this 2 weeks ago or whenever it happened. What, as a Yankee fan, and perhaps even a Fat Joe fan, what did you think of his performance before World Series Game 3?
Yo, it's just because he's an icon in the city, bro. Like, yeah, that was not it.
No, that was,
that
not.
Was not it.
And, like, it was just, so Ice Cube came out
in L.A.
They were
trying to copy off Ice Cube.
Which was so good. And, yeah, like, just hit, and it just, it did not kind of match.
He's never been, like, a performer. Like,
nah, he's just a rapper.
Yeah, nah.
That was tough.
We gonna blame Fat Joe.
Whoever asked, who else wanted to go bite off of the Dodgers?
So I'm gonna ask a series of questions for the four of us, right? They play a game Thursday night in Philly. Mm-hmm. This is tough because they're beat up. Philly is surging.
Philly's beat up, too. Philly played later than we did.
That's true.
And they got home this morning.
They probably got home last night.
That game was over what time?
I mean,
8-something?
It was over about the second quarter.
So if it's over at 8-something.
No, it was probably over around 7.
7:30-ish. And
four
then
hour
by
flight.
The time you get to the flight, so this morning I'm just talking about AM.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I think this is a tough challenge. Vegas has the Commanders as underdogs. Understandably, I'd say. Philly's won 5 in a row. Right now, though, it's just home field. The run game woes seem to be significant. So maybe it's hard to judge this because he's never played for them before.
Yeah.
And I worry about who else might be getting imaging done right now, as Dan Quinn hinted at. I wonder what's up with Biotish. He looked really hurt yesterday. But B, I ask you, order of importance to get back for this game, B-Rob, Wiley, or Lattimore? Hey, give me 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to go with Wally first because Wally's going to have to be in there in the running game to help out the running back. So I'll go Wally, B-Rob, then Lattimore. Like you said, Lattimore hadn't played for us, so we don't know we're missing. I saw Ron Rivera-led team go up to Philadelphia and put up some numbers last year, play well.
Last year they didn't win. Two years ago they won up there.
They put up numbers. I'm not saying they won. They were formidable. This team is far better than that team was. But they lost 37-30-something, like in the last thing. Like
the one up there, the week 3 loss, yeah. But I can't imagine this year. I feel like the expectations are so different that last year, like, oh, man, they fought hard and Philly was kind of good enough. I don't think that's good enough now.
I'm not asking for good enough. What I'm saying is I believe that this team gets up for that game.
Yeah.
Over the years, this team from Washington plays Philly well.
I agree with that.
You have a different mindset, a better football team. So what I'm looking for, I think we need a running game to be able to combat what they do well. And I think Wally has played well this year, unlike he was last year. Wally helped open up holes for B-Rob. And then I think Lattimore, we haven't seen him play at all yet. But if he steps in, that's a hell of a plus, based off of what I know for him from the past.
Landfill, your order of who you want back, B-Rob, Wiley, Lattimore.
I mean, they'd all be huge to get back. But I agree, we need Wiley back. I think that the run game was a huge problem in this game. It was one of the key reasons why they lost. And obviously, having one of your starting alignment back is going to improve that. It's also going to hopefully give Jaden a little bit more time back there when he's passing.
Jeffrey? Okay, so...
Nah, I just have to agree with Landini and B. Yesterday, I don't know if you've seen it, Chris Paul was getting at work. He was getting work yesterday. We need Wiley back.
I kind of heard, just walking and hearing people talk, they were really, that was a damn conversation, and I was shocked. I saw it, but normally you don't hear fans talking about old linemen. And they were that was a big problem to him.
Man, it was one time I was like, man, do I need to go take his helmet?
Hell no.
But nah, then B-Rob, I know it's a lot, but I think B-Rob in that game, a lot changes. Like, it's like we need that punch. We need B-Rob. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but we haven't seen Lattimore with the team. We don't know how he's going to play, especially if that hamstring injury wasn't a Davante Adams Achilles injury, you know. So that would be, even though I'm hoping and praying that we could get him, because we need something in that secondary.
Hey Jeff, I just wanted to follow up on one thing.
What's that?
Did you mean Trent Scott?
Was it Trent Scott that was getting whipped yesterday?
No,
it was Chris Paul.
Chris Paul went in the game yesterday, too, and got whipped.
When?
They go check it out.
He got zero snaps.
Well, that's not what we saw in that field.
Yeah, I could have sworn that was Chris
Trent
Paul.
Trent Scott played tackle the whole game.
Trent Scott played well, though.
Played okay.
7-5.
Was it on specials?
No. Maybe I'm calling Chris Paul out, and I'm probably wrong, but I could have sworn that was Chris Paul.
I heard people discussing Chris Paul.
I could have sworn that was Chris Paul that got blown past.
Unless they were just discussing Trent Scott, and they were calling Chris Paul. I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking at the snap counts. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, I could be getting it wrong. It's just
he had five. Chris Paul had five special team snaps.
Maybe I looked at the wrong guy. I'm going to look at the game again, but what was on that right side was getting. Whew.
That would have been Scott.
Whew. Well,
Scott
maybe
was playing right tackle.
Yeah, maybe it was Scott. I messed up, probably said Chris Paul.
It's okay.
But yeah, okay.
Scott was better than people expected, especially matched up against TJ Watt for a lot of that game. Still, Wiley had been performing at a higher level. I don't know what the fix is for the run game between Wiley and Robinson. I know that I don't believe your run game should drop off that significantly due to losing a back, unless it's Barry Sanders or something.
Well, the thing about it,
two or three games without him, they have less than 60 yards rushing.
The thing about it is you're talking about a 200 and close to 30-pound guy who squares shoulders and moves the pile. It makes a difference. It's a running style that he has. Compared to the other guys who are more slashers, and when they get touched, they go down. He gets touched, he gained two more yards. It makes a world of difference.
Yeah, it does. He's impacted a lot. But, dude, I go back to the last play of the game. I wonder how much better defensively they can be with Lattimore. I almost wonder if Lattimore's at the top of the list. Because, yes, we haven't seen them with him on the field, but we have seen an inability to I just specific to this matchup and AJ Brown, who's a super physical receiver who's been really, really good. B, you're totally right. This team absolutely tends to get up for this matchup. But last year in this matchup, AJ Brown dominated.
He did.
Dominated. And I think if you can get the guy presumably is going to be your top corner, and a guy that's really physical and built for kind of these like serious competitive, but like physically competitive situations, I think that could be a really big help.
It could be, but I still feel this team right here with an offense like they have that's very explosive and can get points on the board, they will make other teams more one-dimensional.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In four games against Washington, A.J. Brown has 23 catches for 397 yards and five touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody to slow that guy down.
Well, if they're running the football, guess what? That guy's on the sideline.
Sure, sure. I mean, dude, in a perfect world, you get them all back. How worried, and this is speculative, but how worried would you be if something was up with Biotish? He is really
that, transformed. That would trouble me more than anything because I still feel like, I know we talk about left tackles all the time. A center is probably the most important person out there other than the damn quarterback.
Dude, if you just think about last year to this year, Gates, the first six games before they finally benched him, how bad the entire offensive line was, yeah. It impacts everything. Biotish has been really, really good. Now, I like Dieter, the backup that came in for some snaps yesterday. But I just wonder, last night Biotish was clearly hurt. He was able to come back out and finish that game. In the flow of the game, you have so much adrenaline going that it's almost easier to stay in. But after you shut it down, get hurt, start getting treatment, whatever else, you realize how everything else feels. I think that is certainly something to watch.
But the fact that he came back in the game, Jay,
tells you a lot.
Some guys,
absolute warrior.
Some guys just can't do that. Some guys have a willpower, and I think that dude does.
Absolute warriors. I agree with you on that. Are these calls about who they want back the most, the priority here? Let's go to Jay down in Indian Head. Jay, who you want back, man? You get to pick one.
Lattimore, definitely. Benjamin St. Juice only have one interception in the last 4 years. This is his second defense, and this is his second defensive coordinator. He doesn't wash the waist when the receiver comes off the line of scrimmage. Doesn't get his long arms on the receiver to affect the timing of a passing route. So, you know, he doesn't do outside in, inside out. Doesn't do his normal technique that he probably should do. Something that they teach you all the way back to Pop Warner. I went to Northwestern High School. We had one of the top defenses in 4A football back in Maryland in the early 2000s and the late 1999s and stuff like that. So, You know, it's all about physical, being physical, using his size and his length and everything and to his advantage. And I just don't think he uses it. So, Lattimore for sure, number one.
Lattimore number one. All right, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I am going to post a Twitter poll. How about that, Landfill? I'm going to say, if you can only pick one player to return from injury for Thursday night in Philly, who is it? Choices, B-Rob, Wiley, Lattimore, or other. Does that seem fair? I'm fascinated what the results to this will be. Is this Landfill's buddy, Charlie, at College Park? Hello,
it
Charles.
Is.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day. I don't feel bad about this team. I'm telling you what, 1 point loss. You didn't have B-Rob. You didn't have Wiley. And Lattimore hasn't played yet. Who knows what shape he's in? I'd go with Wiley first because we all know games are won and lost in the offensive defensive line. I think they could have won that game with the backs they had. I thought, what's his name, the offensive coordinator for that. So I got to go with Wiley first, or B-Rob a close second. Run the football till they stop you. Thanks.
All right, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Problem was they kind of stopped him yesterday. They averaged less than 3 yards per carry, or less than 4 yards per carry, rather, kind of throughout the game. And I think, dude, it's interesting you said this before that people scream about not running Jaden. I think when Jaden's not a threat to run like he was yesterday, it impacts the entire offense.
Yeah, it does.
Especially when
That's
you don't
why
have
I tell people, let him be a football player.
when you don't have Brian Robinson and that interior the interior run game might take a hit without Brian Robinson, and you're trying to work the edges and the threat of the option with the quarterback or just the QB keepers, whatever you want to call it, isn't there. I think that makes a big impact. Also, credit to Sam Cosmi, who after the game in the locker room said, you know, on that draw play late in the game where the D tackle was able to make a good play, Cosmi said, he's like, man, if I don't want to try to quote him and be incorrect, but basically he was like, if I could have stayed on my block another quarter of a second, I think that's at least a first down. There was a lot of green there, and the D tackle was able to get back and make a heck of a play.
You talk to offensive, defensive linebackers and all, they'd much rather hit Jaden than hit Brian Robinson.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Let's go to Junior in Alexandria. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I got two things real quick. First, I'm going to definitely say you need Lattimore back. Benjamin St. Juice, he plays with bad eyes. Bad eyes, bad positioning. Heard another caller talk about that too. But this is just not the first time. This has been an ongoing problem. Teams know to go at him on third downs and crucial situations. To be 6'3", he has a lot of bad eyes, can't find the ball, all that other stuff. The last thing I'm going to say is it goes back to what you said, B, about having the lineman back first. You just said it. If Cosmi says he gets around and on that wrap and on that pull and hits that guy, that's why you say you would rather have possibly B-Rob back, because without the line, you're keeping Brown on the sidelines, and that running game controls the clock. Thanks.
There you go.
Thank you, buddy. It's a good call. We'll see what we can do here. We'll take John in Forestville. Johnny.
What's up, John?
How do you want it to shake out
with the injuries? Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Good, brother.
All right. I got Lattimore, B-Rob, Wiley.
Why?
The secondary is a real concern. We get to the ball. I mean, we're pretty good up front. We're pretty good up front. B-Rob adds that forward lean to the running game, which we don't have right now. We do have scat backs that they can make plays, but they don't get that extra yard like Mr. Mitchell said. And Wiley, I think we're pretty good offensively and defensively up front right now. Nobody's been kind of overpowering us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I do have one thing to say. The only thing I will say about that play with St. Juice is that he didn't even get into a drop. And that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, as a corner, your first move, your first steps are back. And he didn't even get into a drop. And a guy who's not even fast ran right past him. That's ridiculous.
Mm.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, John. Right. Appreciate you, buddy. All right, so I posted this Twitter poll, and the quick results, we're only 5 minutes in, but it's got almost 1,000 votes. If you can only pick one player to come back, Brian Robinson has about 20% of the vote. Andrew Wiley, 3.5%. Lattimore, overwhelming, 77% of the vote. And 0.1% for other. Here's
Thomas understand it. Lattimore ain't played yet, so he ain't coming back. He going to be here for the first time.
True. Just
I understand.
Coming back from injury, I'm saying.
They're saying the importance because you just saw the last play, basically, that just stuck the nail in the coffin, was a guy getting ran by us. I understand that. But for 10 games thorough this year, offense has led this football team. And you can get if you get him back and then the offense can't run the ball and we're one-dimensional, we just saw how that ended up. It ain't going to end up very good.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.